Welcome to Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement, with your host, Jenny C. Cohen. Join Jenny as she shares stories of how dance and movement can bring healing in a way that is safe and tailored to your life. She's a cancer survivor, mother of two, and an award-winning performer who found that movement was vital to her recovery. Creator of Dance to Heal Wellness, Jenny will bring new techniques to help you on your dance journey and healing path. Are you ready to move? Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement starts now.
Welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for coming to my podcast. This is Jenny C. Cohen, and I have a really special guest today, and I wanted to talk about how I first met her, because I was at a part in my dance journey in what's I want to classically call American belly dance, because the form of belly dance I was doing was a kind of diluted version of dance that came from all these beautiful countries outside of the States. And I had reached a point where I needed more guidance. And I attended this event in my hometown in Boston. And I went to this little event. I was doing Mary Kay at the time. And I was dropping off a gift basket to donate for their contest. And I see on the stage this exquisite being. And here's the thing. I was used to beautiful dancers. She was the first person I saw dance with strength. I was like, well, I want that. And so I did some investigation and realized, whoa, she's launching this thing called Sharky Workout. Here's the thing. Yes, I had done years of belly dancing before that. I really did. And I knew that if I worked really hard at it, it would help me gain muscle isolations, coordination, musicality, expression. It gave me healing. But I never felt strong from it. And I saw this beautiful, I'm just going to tease you so you pay attention to the rest of my podcast. But I saw this dancer not only do all of that with this subtlety, but she danced so strong. And that was the introduction of me entering this realm of dancing has a way of strengthening. I know ballet is a strengthening. I know even tap is a strengthening. Ballet for me, as a parent, I observed it in a way that you dance and train at a level, it's actually very damaging to your body to acquire this exquisite perfection level, yes? And when I started exploring the Sharky workout format, I was like, whoa, I could train in this for life. And I could do this as a way to dance for longevity, to dance in a strong way, to feel stronger. And then during my recovery from cancer, and I went back to the format, it allowed me to adjust for different levels because I had neuropathies. I was a lot older. a lot older, you know, and I was like, whoa, I can still keep up. Here's the thing. When I first found Sharky Workout, because this teacher taught in fitness classes in New York where they were no bones about getting that workout. They didn't need you to tell them about musicality. They needed to sweat, have their heart rate up, and they would tell you, I did not get a good workout. And she was like, I need a job and I need to pay my bills. So I got to make sure I can teach different levels. Because, you know, people dropping in and then they'd be diehards, you know. And I love this format. And I love the idea of being able to do something that made me happy here in my heart, but also elevated my heart rate. I sweated to bits. Because in all honesty, prior to that, the dance classes that were belly dance I went to, I never really sweated. I would feel like a woman or a man. I would find connected with my sensuality. But I never felt sweat, to be hardcore. I never felt that level of connection with my body where I felt like I was getting stronger. And I really want to talk to you about that. I when we talk about dance as a healing modality, there has to be a healing concurrent with building strength, whether it's internal, external, and I really feel that this particular modality that we're going to talk in depth because I also want you to understand the founder and where she's coming from. It's an excellent source for people who have never really danced before or are experienced dancers, because she will teach you this format to get a workout at whatever level you're coming from. Okay, so enough teasing. Without further ado, I'm going to ask Jacob to play these two clips. One will be her performance, so you kind of see what you're getting into. And then the other one will show you how loving but firm, but clear and concise she is in a class with her. Hit those videos for me, Jacob.
Hip, hip, chest, chest, left foot behind, chest down, 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 circle the head, and circle, right foot, chest, 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 and circle, one more time that speed. 5, 6, here we go, hip, 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 up, down, and a hip, 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 up, down, chest, down, 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 and circle, and down, 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 and circle, okay? Now faster.
See what I mean? Isn't it fun? Don't you want to throw on some type of hip belt, whether it's just a scarf or jingle jangles, and jump in class with her? Because she is offering online classes. Orit, yes, Orit, is this amazing person. I'm very lucky to call her friend. I'm lucky to call her mentor. I'm lucky to call her my teacher. Orit, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
Yes. So Orit is an international artist. And I would like for you to share with the audience kind of, you know, where did you grow up in the States? Were you transcontinental in your youth?
Sure. So I grew up in New York, Long Island, for my childhood, and then New York City as I got into adulthood. My parents are Israeli. I was born in New York, but I went back and forth to Israel a lot. I had dual citizenship until I was 16. And to be honest with you, in the 70s and 80s, it was hard to grow up on Long Island as a Jewish person, as a Jewish person of color, as a small person. that's where I grew up. But as far as belly dance, I grew up with the art form of belly dance. Although I'm Israeli, but I am also Arabic Israeli. So my heritage comes from Yemen. So I'm a Yemenite Israeli. Belly dance is part of our culture, and more so folk dance, Jewish Yemenite folk dance. So I grew up with both Yemenite dance, belly dance. I was also a commercial dancer in New York City. I have a BFA in dance, went to a college in New York, did the whole modern dance contemporary thing for about 15 years, and supplemented with my fitness. And there you have it. And now I'm here.
I know this because I've been certified in Sharkey for quite a while with you. And also, I was so excited, you guys, when Orit gave me the absolute honor of being a master instructor to help mentor other people who also learn to be a Sharkey instructor. But could you explain to us why you felt called to even come up with this format, please?
Yes. The first reason why I came up with this format was because, honestly, it was for personal reasons. I wanted to fit in. As a contemporary dancer and a commercial dancer, I didn't fit in due to my height most of the time, and weight, and my skin color. There was never a part for me. And in the early 90s, it wasn't, I don't know, I guess trendy to be someone of color. Now it's like everywhere, which is great. But where were you in the 90s when I needed you? But anyway, I created because I was tired of not fitting in both the dance world and the fitness world. Even the fitness world was about how good did you look? Do you fit the part? That type of thing. And then it just, my reasoning kind of morphed into other things. I started it, and then I started to go watch haflas, Arabic dance parties. And then I noticed, wait, some of these dancers are gonna hurt themselves already having a fitness background, watching these other dancers, just seeing how their body was positioned, how they weren't engaging their abdominals, and just like really using their legs to move their hips in certain movements. I was like, wait, let me just kind of focus on that in Sharkey, how we can kind of fix it. And it's all about dancing for longer. So that's why I created it. And that was my reasoning. But now it's morphed into something else of why I do this. It's now to make an impact emotionally, socially, politically, even.
Well, because, you know, in these countries of origin, dance is political, right? For sure. I mean, that's the reality of it. I mean, even in this country, dance is political. If you look at the history of hip hop. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And for me too, what I love about it is being in your virtual studio right now, everyone feels welcome. Everyone is welcome. It does not matter your fitness level, your age, where you identify on any type of category. Everyone is welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And now, could you speak on when people, because here's the thing. So I want to give you guys a little bit of background. We have some people in the virtual studio, like myself. We used to take classes from you or Reet in person. Like in person for sure, right? But what I really love is when you're teaching online, you are always facing us versus having your back to us. Sure. Is there a particular reason why you choose to do it that way?
Well, there's more of a connection that way. And two, I've learned the skill of mirroring. It's all about making it seamless for your customers so they keep coming back. You just want to make it easy for them. So connection, making it easy. And I think that's what causes, you know, retention.
Yeah. Yeah. Because here's the thing, you guys. Teaching and mirroring means, you know, in the Zoom world, you will always see us in opposition. My cat decided right now she's going to step on the loudest crinkly paper. I don't even know if you can hear, guys, this audience. I apologize. I have 12 cats, two of them in this room. So to focus really seriously, move, cat. Anyways, we're not going to edit this out because I think this is hysterical. This is like real life during COVID times of podcasting. And as teachers, we always have to mirror. So I'm always cueing your right is going to always be my left. And,
yep,
but we have to say you're right, yeah. And I love that because very few people do that actually, or they'll have their back to us in teaching, and there's a mirror. But sometimes the mirrors are not super clear, and I can't find them in the mirror. And then if I find you, I still can't see where your hips are. These are really key elements, I think, to teaching a format that requires a layering of body parts on top of feet.
Absolutely. Agreed. It is a skill, though. But once you master it, you're going to reap the rewards from it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because I feel like I can, my jokes come off better when I'm facing you. Because I'm infamous for just kind of, if you don't want to go to a class where people are making jokes, don't come to my class at all. Like when when you go on the schedule for the studio, don't do the Jenny ones. Or just follow me on like, on record, because it's the beauty is like Orita right now, we're concurrently teaching a veil course. Like I do the regular Monday classes, and Orita's doing a crash choreo class on on Wednesday. And so, like, I stalk Ori, y'all. Fangirl for life. I'm sorry. I'm so honored she's on this podcast. And so I'm like, oh, so I'll watch the recordings, you know, and I'm and she does this thing. You gave us a little pep talk in the class about how, like, you know, veil work is when you're dancing with a piece of fabric. And she said emphatically, "Listen, my class is not gonna, it's not gonna teach you tricks, because a lot of people are, they're exquisite with their, it's like currently right now in the belly dance world, it's very big to add physical tricks, physical cartwheels, literally, and splits, and those are beautiful skills. However, in certain forms of the dance, it doesn't really fit with the music. It doesn't fit with the storyline. Doesn't, you know, and sometimes the veil work, which has been elevated to this whole master level of work, you know, people will be doing tricks the whole time, and it's beautiful. And Ori was like, I won't be teaching new tricks in this class. So, and if you want tricks, I will rec this is why I go to her. I recommend you to teachers that can teach you tricks. And I love that. I was like, oh my God, this is why I follow Ori, because she's like, I will refer you out if you need, that, I will find them for you. It's so close to my Dance to Heal program. I'm like, I'm gonna be a hub, and you're gonna come to me with all these different things. But if you want to explore belly dance, I will refer you out to Orit and the other teachers that I've had in my podcast. You want to do more Reiki? Here's all these teachers. Say, you want to do more energy work? Here's these people I've gone to. And I just love this about you. Even though, guys, like her beautiful choreography was so exquisite. There were tricks in it, but they were like Ori tricks. They weren't. It was her marrying of musicality of the veil, because she understands the music so much. You know? And that's why I'm saying to my audience, if you want to study a particular dance form like belly dance, make sure you're going to an instructor that will understand the subtleties of it, if that makes sense. Right? All teachers are good who have gotten the training. But there's certain levels of training that you are will be harder to find. Because I just noticed from me, or you hear the music slightly different than me, who grew up in the States, didn't hear traditional music until my adulthood. So I didn't grow up with it. I didn't integrate it into my subconscious. And so I love the way you do that.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. But anyway, so enough about my fangirling about Orbeet. I apologize for that. Will you please share with the audience kind of what would they recommend if they want to use dance as a form of getting stronger, besides, of course, advocating they join Sharkey Virtual Studio and use my coupon Jenny, JENNY, and get some like discounts, okay? But besides that, or what are some ways they can get stronger cardiovascular and also strength-wise?
Within Sharkey or just in general?
In general, on in addition to joining Sharkey, or both, if you feel that they should just join Sharkey and look at everything.
Right, of course. I think super important, you know, especially if you're at a certain age in life, I would say starting at, you know, 40 and over, strength training is super important. And I think a lot of women don't understand it, and even maybe men don't even understand it, that you've got to build muscle to feel stronger. That's one, for one reason. You've got to build muscle if a reason is to change your body. That's another reason, if that's one of your reasons. And you've got to build muscle so you can keep your bone density too. It helps your bone density for sure. If you're nervous about starting to move your body, it's super simple. Just open your front door. Take a walk. Take a walk. Get a dog. It forces you to walk. Anything to get stronger. You know, your core is super important too. If you're someone that, you know, doesn't want to use weights at first, any sort of Pilates, yoga, gyrotonics, gyrokinesis, anything that is very core based is super important. But yeah, incorporating strength into your body movement regimen is a must.
Thank you. And here's the thing, a lot of these courses are already offered in the virtual Orbeet the Sharkey Studio. I want to call it the Orweed Studio, which it really is. All of us are in love with this brand and this format, and she offers this variety of classes. You can't go wrong. Just go sign up for it now. Like, seriously, as soon as you finish hearing this, just go do it. Like, just don't even. But here's, okay, so a brand new person, if they join the studio, because there are a lot of classes, what should they start with besides all the Ori classes?
Perfect. Great question, because they should start with the 30-day challenge that they get upon entering the studio. So it's not scary. So what we give you written out movements as well as videos for you to start with. So this way you have a base. So when you enter a class, it's not scary. It doesn't feel intimidating. I would say my classes probably have the most intensity, probably, but all classes are multi-versions. Yeah. So if you're someone who is less experienced version, you can still take it along with someone who has more experience. Why? Is because the greatest thing about the Sharkey format is that it's all about its breakdown and then its build up. And each build up is your version. You choose the version you want to stick with.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And here's the beauty of also, even if you attend the live classes, you don't have to turn your camera on. So, some studios kind of, it's a mandate you have for safety, you know, and they require your camera to be on. For me, sometimes I'm in my onesie in class, y'all. Like, I'm famous for attending classes in onesies. I have many, many onesies. I just got a onesie suit to work in. Yeah, from One Piece or E. Like, I could be like top half all corporate, bottom half onesie, same material. I feel it's in my reels on Jenny C. Cohen on IG. I love my onesies. And sometimes I don't have makeup on, or I'm in a location where I don't want my camera on. And even as a teacher, I have very regular attendees that never turn on their cameras. And that's okay. Does that make sense? So that you're not feeling like you have to compete with anybody in class. You can keep your camera off and just do the footwork. This also, by the way, applies to any class that you're taking. It needs to be a studio space where you don't feel like you have to turn on your camera. And you want to make sure the teachers are somehow mirroring for you. And then also watching the screen to make sure you're safe. Because we do that too. Orweed is famous for her giant screen. And she keeps it in gallery view where everyone's on the camera. And then she'll stop dancing sometimes. And just for the ones who have the camera on and they want the feedback, she'll be like, ooh, okay, that was a very nice try this way. And then she'll increase, right? You are always adjusting for some of those classes of yours. I want to ask you one other question. Well, I have many, many questions to ask you, but we're running out of time, unfortunately. But here's my Orweed, you're really well known for your dance performances. How do you get ideas for those performances? Do you start with the music, or you're like, oh, I have this beautiful costume? How does that start?
Oh, I definitely start. I'm motivated by music. Absolutely. 100%. That's it. That's the answer. I hear people always even ask me, let's go a little further, like, why is it so easy for you to choreograph? Because I've studied music for a super long time and I co-create the Sharkey music. I listen to it. So it's just music mapping.
Oh.
And that's how I choreograph. And then I just take the verse, the chorus, melody, harmony, whatever, and I just alter it each time it's played again. There's like a subtle difference. So it's almost like, oh, I'm singing on stage. I'm doing the verse, the chorus, the melody, the harmony. And that's how I think about it.
Which makes sense, because I already know you so well in all the different versions of the Sharkey format, but yeah. Of course you would do it that way. The magic potion that you like, that you concoct. It's like the essence of Vorit or something. You know, you're like, no, Jenny, I just break it down. I'm like, oh, all right, well, I can do that. I just want you to like sprinkle your Vorit dust on me.
Oh, you're so funny. Sorry, Jenny. Sorry. It wasn't that exciting.
All right, so will you tell everybody what's going on with the International Sharky Day? We just have a few more minutes left.
Oh, absolutely. International Sharky Workout Weekend, also known as ISWW, where instructors, all instructors, God willing, around the world will teach a free 30-minute class on that weekend. It's a great way for you to experience Sharky for free. And it's also a great way for our instructors to kind of get their feet wet and start teaching too. So check it out. It's February 25th to the 27th. We'll be doing posts out there. And if you want to go to a local class, an in-person class, we'll have those as well. So some teachers will be doing it virtually, some in-person, and some doing a hybrid. And again, it's a global event.
Awesome. And where would they find their registration for that?
Absolutely. It's going to be, I believe, sharky.com/ISWW.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I'm teaching in Salt Lake City that weekend. Go sign up. Again, thank you so much for coming, Orweed. I would love to have you come back if you have free time. It was very hard to get her in for this Friday, seriously. And again, audience, thank you so much for attending. I really look forward to seeing you again next month for our next special guest. Listen, you stay safe out there and keep moving, okay? All right, bye. Thanks for listening to Dance to Heal, Transformation Through Movement with me, Jenny C. Komen. Come back next time to hear more stories of recovery through movement and learn more ways that you can move your body to find healing on transformationtalkradio.com. To work with me and continue your journey, visit jennyccohen.com. Are you ready to move?
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.